This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the main event. Let's get ready to rumble!
Good morning, Melbourne, Australia, and the world. You're with the tag team on Joy 94.9.
All three of us back on board this morning.
The sun is shining. We're heading for a top of 29 degrees today.
Are you going to do this, Hunter?
Y'all ready for this?
Are you ready for this?
Oh, yeah, I'm ready for the 29 degrees, guys.
It's 29 degrees.
It is. And a very good morning to Lisa Wilkinson, who might still be asleep this morning, guys. Huge news.
She has hit the snooze button a few times.
Huge news in television land. We're going to be talking through who you want as Lisa's replacement. Yeah. And maybe, I don't want to draw any bombshells, but it may be someone in this room.
Yeah. I'm updating my resume as we speak. Yeah. Also, my housemate's dog. Seriously, I've got some issues with that. I need to talk to you guys about it.
Thank
Seriously.
You.
Fair enough, guys. I've been making dreams come true this week.
Have you? Really? What have you finally done? Got rid of Dave's housemate's dog?
Put him down. He deserved it.
Here he comes, folks. He loves land sports. He loves motorsports. But most of all, he loves water sports. It's Dave Sportsman.
Thank
Best
you, Hunter.
Best intro ever.
He never fails to deliver. Tomorrow, the AFLW hold their second national draft and the Bulldogs hold the number one draft pick.
Excellent.
After trading a few players away. Hawks legend Luke Hodge is set to join Brisbane Lions after announcing his retirement. He's suddenly come back out and he'll play up north.
So he's going to be a player. He's not going to court or anything.
He's going to sign a two-year contract.
To play?
Yeah.
Jeez, he's not Gary Ablett, is he?
No, but it's a bit of a top-up for the old superannuation, I say, Lukey.
Yeah,
English Premier League, Man City still sit on top of the table after crushing Stoke City 7-2.
Take bang, that, bang. Stoke. Bam, bam.
United parked the bus for a nil-all draw, and the AFL trade period is hotting up this week with Jack Watts, Gary Ablett and Kurt Tippett still in limbo.
Kurt Tippett, good on you, Kurtie.
And what about Swansea City if you do in the Premier League?
I only talk about the big clubs, Harry. Time for an odd spot. Oh, no.
Oh, thank you, Prue Gilday. Time for a sports wrap odd spot.
It's the Prues.
Pole dancing has been officially recognised as a proper sport and now wants to make it into the Olympic Games.
Oh, well, that's great news for my friend Sophie. You can't get her off a pole.
The fitness activity, which has traditionally been associated with strip clubs, can now be set to be unveiled on the biggest stage in international
Biggest stage of them all. Congratulations
well
to sports.
Done.
I mean, sports polling, which is it needs a rename.
Sports
polling. And that was Dave Sports Wrap.
Joy.org.au.
And joining us now is our old mate, Deputy Commissioner Andrew Chris. Good morning, Crispy.
Good morning. Great to be here.
Oh,
here we go. Great to be here.
Yay. Oh, we love having
even
you.
Greater now.
That's better.
Now you can hear me.
What's been cracking with you, mate? I hear you're doing the award circuit at the moment, aren't you?
Yeah, I love a good award. Chance to put a bit of bling on, extra bling on, as you can see, I've got a bit
Golden
on my shoulder.
Golden Globes, Oscars,
although,
that
before
sort of thing.
We get there, I've got a bone to pick with you, lot. I heard the sports wrap up this morning. I didn't hear the scores for Norwich City in the Championship League.
Yeah,
now,
Dave. Okay.
In my defence, I only talk about the top sides, like Manchester United.
Who doesn't follow the Canaries, you know? Norwich drew 1-1 with Hull on the weekend, sitting eighth on the ladder. So
I've never heard of the Norwich Football Club.
I've got a colleague who's a Norwich fan.
Delia.
Yeah.
How
did you come to support Norwich?
That's where I'm from.
Oh, is it?
Mm.
Mm. Oh, that's pretty. Yeah, when Delia came out, Delia Smith.
Delia Smith.
And sung the song.
And she's like, let's be having ya! And she was a bit tipsy. That was brilliant.
Well, Crispy, if I'm not on next week, now you know now why. You've got stuck into me.
So awards. Really, really important. And one coming up, the Globe Awards on the 28th. So Victoria Police, in partnership with the Victorian AIDS Council, have been nominated for an award. It's on the back of some work that we've been doing at the Footscray Park. And it's the beats for a beat safety patrol. So online reporting, which is, you know, we need that reporting with some assaults in the Footscray Park. So it resulted in, VAC and police, our local GLOWs, actually working together, walking through the park, great with the VAC people there, to reassure those in the park and in the communities as to why we were there, and because everyone's got the right to feel safe in a public space. So that's what it's about. So, yeah, look, again, I just want to reinforce that message about unless it's reported, we don't know what's going on. And again, we'll look at how we can use this same model with summer coming on in some other parts of Melbourne if there's a need to. So, yeah, we're you know, proud of our local glows and the work they do. Yeah,
I discovered that there was a beach in that park about 10 years ago, stick with me, when a friend of mine decided to put on a bit of night theatre in the park. So we were all told to gather at midnight and she had set a bed up and I was just sitting on the bed and I was thinking, oh, don't know any of these blokes that have come along to see the show. So a big congratulations to you guys. Yes. And of course, my friend Mel and her stunning midnight performance. And as if I mentioned enough award shows, you've also been to the ball.
Yeah,
Cinderella.
I went to the Coming Back Out ball a couple of weeks ago and it clashed with another event that I already committed to, but I thought this was really, really important, particularly as the seniors in the LGBTI community.
Yeah, tell us what it is.
It was really to acknowledge seniors in the community, I guess those trailblazers, those people that came out early, and as you know, as I know, and we all do, that when I joined Victoria Police, you know, it was against the law to be homosexual, you know, and again, you know, what was happening at those particular parts was actually coppers, you know, sitting off and arresting people. Yeah. So I thought it was really important to, you know, anything we can do to build the bridges, the relationships with the older communities, and it was just a fantastic night, you know.
And how is the police received at those events? Like, is there, you know, do you feel like when you go there now, it is building bridges, or people still standoffish because they remember those times?
Good, really good question. And to tell you the truth, you know, because I went in uniform, and at times, you know, there weren't some engaging smiles straight away. Mm. I'd say overall, it was really, really positive. People are appreciative, but I, you know, I'm sure there's still some hurt there. So there's more work that we need to do, and we're actually thinking about, because it was a last minute thing, about what more we can do next year, because I believe it's going to become an annual event. So, yeah, great night.
Excellent. And you were telling us earlier that it's you've been celebrating the National Days. You've been doing the National Days tour. Yeah. What countries have welcomed you into their
In the last 2 weeks, Nigeria National Day, Ugandan last Saturday night, Korean and Spanish.
And are these catered events?
Yeah. Always catered. The Spanish was really good. I love African food, you know, from the various countries. There's differences, and I don't mean to sort of generalise, but it's fantastic.
Excellent. I knew love I should it. Have been a policeman. It's just a tour. It's just a United Nations of food.
Well, what is it? 54 African countries, and
yeah,
I think
that's right.
In some respects,
only
I think
52 weeks in the year.
It would be great if they all had them on the one day, but it's good when they. But I've seen it grow. Like Uganda, and I went to the first one about 6 years ago. 40 people. There was more than 300 there on Saturday night.
Really?
So the communities are coming together, and I just wish, you know, more people would see the positive stuff that's happening in so many communities.
Excellent.
All these kids and families, and it's just great.
You know, I can't focus when we're talking about Uganda because I'm so aware that Harry probably wants to say something like, Uganda, be kidding me, 300 people. I can feel it rising to the left of me like a virus coming.
No, I've been dying to say, I'll invite you to the Wales National Day.
Of course.
March 1st.
March 1st.
A serious question. There is probably like a Welsh society. And they would be crying out for an MC in an event.
Oh, there is. There's the because the Welsh Anglican Church do a lot
here in the city.
So I've been to a couple of those as well.
So is there a leak award or something? Can I?
All right, Crispy. All right. I'm in a stab. I'll do the joke. Thank you very much.
You'll be invited anyway, Crispy. Loves an award night.
Yeah, always happy to dress up.
We haven't talked about your beloved Tigers either.
What can I say? I was there.
Because you were working on Grand
I was there.
Grand
I was
final.
There.
How much policing were you doing that day?
For three quarters, but I must admit, the last quarter I was in a prime position to watch the end of the game.
Oh, how exciting. And was that knock-off time for you, or did you work the rest of the night?
No, I worked till about 9 o'clock.
Because you were saying to us before that, you know, really deep down, you're a man of the people, so you were going to go to the Richmond end, just in case you didn't know how it was going to end.
Yeah.
But you stayed in the G?
Yeah, yeah. Well, because
they were winning.
Yeah. Well, I went over to Punt Road early, the Oval there, so I did wander around there, but I was in the MCG, because that's Richmond's spiritual home. I don't talk about Punt Road, but yeah, it was good to be the MCG.
Oh, it must have been a huge day for you, though, emotionally, and a lot of police work.
Well, it was tough, because as we know, early in the day, we had that incident
in
the streets, so yeah, from very early, then all the way through.
And we discussed already, but I went and partied on the street in Richmond afterwards, and it was wild country.
So were you in Liquorland?
No,
Were you one of the ones?
No, I don't know.
A group of people, we got a phone call. I think it's like a 19-year-old duty manager at Lucaland rang police said, help, help. All these people had gone into Lucaland and just thought the alcohol was free.
That would be Hunter.
So that was me. So we had to actually go and close the store.
Oh, wow.
I did get a free Dusty haircut. But I did think that it was Slim Dusty.
And I haven't done the tattoo thing. Someone said, "Oh, you got to do a tattoo." I go, No.
Well,
not a good there's anything wrong with tattoos.
Yeah. Well, thank you very much, Chris. Right, enjoy this today.
No worries. Thank you.
Joy.org.au.
Now, Dave, you know, one of my favourite things to do, not really, not even just on the radio show, but through my work, through my personal life, and through...
Keep going. It's okay.
I just love hearing about your love life. Here's what I'm getting.
Well, I keep getting a lot of crap about not getting dates and not being desperate in love is the term that you
not frequently use.
Well, being desperate in love, I guess. Yeah frequently right. used. I should have used.
But not I have really gone, desperate. I wouldn't say desperate in love necessarily.
No.
Just desperate
in general.
Desperate Dave. Desperate Dave the Apprentice. So I have actually scored a date.
Yes.
There's a person with a heartbeat, a male that has said yes to a date, and we've gone out on the date.
Wait for it.
When did you go on the date? You've left that quiet.
Well, it was last week.
Oh, there it is. Well done, babe.
However,
what day was it last week?
Saturday.
Sounds like you probably could have talked about this last Tuesday. Were you keeping it under wraps?
I keep it under wraps. You know, I've got a lot of material, as you see by my...
Your suggestions.
Okay, so, but it didn't go that well. Okay, I'm going to just put it out there early on. It didn't go that well. But it's more about the early signs in a date. You know, in the early signs, you know, this is not the one. Like, absolutely. I don't see this being the 20th anniversary. We're not going to be dating for a long
time. You can't picture that.
No, I can't picture a second date, let alone.
But it's important, and I know you've already said this hasn't gone well, but it's important not to judge too quickly.
Oh, no.
Because my housemate recently, last week, went on a date every single night. He's determined to find a boyfriend.
It's great.
But he said, I can't go on another date with him because I couldn't see myself waking up next to him in 40 years. I was like, I think that might be a little too, you might be thinking a little too
okay,
far.
Okay, so here, I'll get started. So he organised a dinner.
Lovely.
Yeah, he organised it. He asked me. I said, yep, sure. It was at a reasonable time, 7 o'clock.
Great.
I've rocked up and I'm like looking at the menu and like, yeah, what are we going to get order? You know, it was pizza, pasta.
Yeah, was it like a chain and you have to have like a beeper?
No, you are such a bully.
She's roasting me. It was a nice city restaurant.
Oh, okay? It was a nice restaurant.
Okay, so mine was in the city too, so we're clear.
Oh, yeah, so I'm looking at the pastas, I'm looking at something to order or whatever. So I'm thinking, I'm going to get this, I'm going to get the ravioli or whatever it was.
Carb heavy.
Yeah. And he's gone back and said, well, I've already eaten. So,
what?
Yes. He's already eaten after organising a dinner date. He's already eaten.
Oh, he's a crazy man. He's a madman.
I'm thinking I had to like scale back on what I was eating.
The entree size. Thank you, Mon Cherie.
I'm not going to eat a feast or whatever else. So I thought, okay, fair enough. Okay, I'll take that. I've got to work with this.
Yeah, I'll just do half a garlic.
So I said, just the two courses, not the three.
Yeah, so I said, let me go and grab some drinks. Yeah, get the party started, get the spirits up and whatever else.
Don't tell me.
So I've ordered a beer and whatever else, and he's ordered a Diet Coke. Now, I'm not judging people who drink Diet Cokes, but after not ordering a dinner.
Or any other soft drinks.
Yeah. Well.
Any other diet sodas.
Yeah. This is within the first 15 minutes of the date.
Yeah, it's not going well.
No.
It's not going well. And then how was the conversation?
I feel like there's a strike three coming.
Yeah, strike three. Let's get rid of that. Not great.
Not great?
Not great, no.
Is that the strike three?
Or? Yeah, strike three. Yeah.
And so how long did you persevere for? How long were you at the restaurant with...
Probably a good 2 hours.
Really? 2 hours?
Well, I guess I committed to a certain period of time.
Yeah, and
so...
a certain size of ravioli.
Yeah.
Were you starving afterwards?
I was a little bit.
I once went on a date with a guy that I sort of sussed out on the apps, and then when I got there, I realised that he had been one of my teachers at high school. So that was a red. That was a red flag.
Was he? Because classic date in school is geography teacher.
Oh no, he was just like a temp teacher. You know what I mean? Like it wasn't like we didn't know each other well. He would never have known me.
Right.
Sorry, I should make that clear. He wasn't trying to date a student. He wasn't trying to date a student.
Joy.org.au.
We'd love to talk about the hugest news to come out of, the Globe, would you say?
Yeah, definitely. I was ready to go to sleep very early last night, obviously, to get up this morning, and all that news on Twitter.
And Dave, you love the Today Show.
I love the Today. I was a bit of a sunrise man early on, but I did jump over.
You've made the switch.
Yeah, made the switch.
You're waking up with Today.
Waking
up with Today.
Yeah, I love
Cal. Of course, the news is, if you haven't heard, the news is that Lisa Wilkinson has left Channel 9's The Today Show.
Effective immediately.
And she's jumped
partnership to Network 10 and The Project, which is huge.
Twist.
Seismic. I thought she was jumping over to host Cheese. Was it Cheese TV
Cheese
in the morning?
TV, yeah.
Could be the go.
I think if anyone's hosting Cheese TV, it would be the original hosts. They're still hanging around. Yep.
But the big question is who's going to fill Lisa's seat
on the Today Show? Now, Dave, I honestly believe that you are the Today Show expert here.
So
who would you like to see?
Well, they reckon the newsreader Sylvia Jeffries is the favourite, and she's lovely. However, I think they might look elsewhere. You know who I'd love to see get it?
Please.
Love to see get it. Melissa Doyle, our good old favourite lady of Channel 7.
Wasn't it? So she got the boot from Sunrise, Harry, you might recall. So it would be quite a fairy tale ending if she got picked up by Today and then could slay Koshy in the ratings.
Yeah, I reckon Mel and Cal would be a fantastic duo too.
Mel and Cal.
Mel and Cal.
Who's Mel? Who's Cal?
Carl.
Sorry. Oh, Carl, that's right.
Carl's definitely. Who else would we like
Mel
to see?
Mel and Kim, remember Mel and Kim?
They're the obvious ones, but who would we love to see?
I think I'd like to see Magda.
Oh, that is a great call.
I'd love to wake up with Magda. Oh. I don't imagine she'd have a huge amount of time for Carl, but we'll see. I mean, that's just my guess.
I would love to see that dynamic.
And Harry, who would you like to see, keeping in mind that you cannot say Bonnie Tyler?
Mm.
All right, I would like to see a favourite of mine, Dave's Mathin, Bonnie Tyler at me. I would like to see Irene from Home and Away.
Oh, Lynn McGranger.
Yeah.
I'm excited already.
Guys, the people out there, they've got a lot of feelings about Lisa. She's well loved and they want to know who replaces her.
They're very close to the people's hearts. And we've had a text in that says, good morning, tag team. Very nice to talk to you. I think there should be more diversity on the television and Harry should replace Lisa. Oh, that's just lovely, isn't it?
Well, you know what's really popular here? I've got two texts for Georgies.
Georgies?
I think it might have to be a Georgie, okay? Pete from Richmond says it could be Georgie Gardner. I think he's on the Today Show.
Yeah, I think so.
And Sarah from Northcote said it could be Georgie Coughlin of the project. All the Georgies.
I think Rebel would be a good choice.
Georgie Parker?
Georgie Parker, all the Georgies.
Sister Terry Sullivan. Oh, yes, I'm excited by that.
Today with Sister Mary Sullivan, was it?
Terry Sullivan. Come on, we've got a lot of names wrong this morning. Don't get another one wrong.
We got a text in saying that on the Today Show they might wake up with Today, but if you're listening to Joy, you're waking up with the gays.
Lisa Wilkerson's left the Today Show due to the bit of a pay dispute with Cal, but I looked at, you know what? I know you guys are on the big bucks here in the tag team, and I'm the new addition of Dave the Apprentice and so forth, but I'm going to go to the suits upstairs today, and I'm going to say all or nothing.
To the fruits upstairs.
I either match with Harry and Hunter, or I'm leaving.
That's right. Well, I think you should probably also say we're calling you the apprentice as a reason to pay you a lot less. So when you go up to the fruits and the suits, you'll have to say, listen, guys, I want pay parity, and I'm losing the title.
Oh, that's very good. Yeah.
It's going to be Harry Hunter.
Google parity before you use it. But, I think that's a good idea.
Joy.org.au.
We were just chatting in the break. And I'm raging, if I'm honest. Like, all my insides are... I'm a bit puffed. Hunter, can you just say what we just spoke about?
Well, I've had a very lovely weekend because I've been off to Sydney with Reed and we stayed at a great hotel, got an upgrade. It was a very exciting weekend.
Bragging.
We went to the movies. Yeah, it is a lot of bragging. I was bragging, wasn't I?
Yeah.
But then I mentioned that although it was a lovely weekend, we did get homophobed. We got homophobed twice in Sydney.
Right, and tell the listeners just the two incidents.
Well, on Saturday night we're on Oxford Street, which, you know, is a pretty gay street, and we had left... the bar, and so it was around midnight and we were waiting to cross the street and a car of women, I think four women, drove past right next to us really slowly and they were yelling at us in Arabic, I think, in a foreign language in any case, and very loudly and they spat at us as well, which was pretty grim. And then the next morning we were in town shopping in Pitt Street Mall, I think it is, and a religious man, I think, I hadn't paid much attention to him before we interacted, but I think he was wearing like a Jesus t-shirt and I think he might have been handing out religious paraphernalia on the street. So he offered me something and I said no thanks, and then he got really homophobic really quickly because we were holding hands, and so I can't repeat what he said because it was so vulgar, but he was yelling at us and in front of everyone, but
no one intervened, but that's okay because I don't think everyone really knew what was going on. But he was giving me a lot of the vote no, yelling at people to vote no, and he was quoting Bible verses and, yeah, being really, really vulgar.
I'm so upset.
Mm. Well, it was genuinely quite confronting. I don't think, as it was happening, Reed was saying, "Has this happened to you before?" And I was like, "I don't think this has happened to me before. I don't think I've been yelled at like that." I think that man probably would have not been so pro-gay with or without the postal survey, but it does have the feeling that it sort of legitimised it.
Yeah. So you guys were holding hands, that's what's
going on. Sorry, yeah, we were holding hands. Yep. Yeah. And Reed and I had discussed that day, actually, whether we thought that holding hands in the current climate felt like a political act. And, you know, it didn't feel more political to be holding hands, but I do think that perhaps when people look at you, at the moment, they must think, oh, there's those guys like that postal service.
See, that makes me so angry. Just because you and Reed have to have that conversation for one, you know, just an act of love, as simple as holding hands, has to be a discussion, whereas, you know, straight people don't have to do that because they can just be affectionate and do whatever they want anytime they want.
What disgusts me the most? I can understand there is two arguments in the postal survey. Cop that. But the language that you said that the religious guy said, the language you won't say on air, that's not, you know, it's not a part of the debate. That's disgusting. No. That's discrimination. That's,
That was probably vilification.
But the thing that...
In a public space.
I mean, like, being spat at just is... I can't comprehend that. Mm. But also just how, not blasé you've been about it, but you've just been like, oh, yeah, that happened, because that's just something that happens to us. Mm. Like, it's just, like, part of our lives... And that's a thing, and it just makes me so upset, because when you look at a straight couple, you see people, right? But when people look at a gay couple or a lesbian couple, they immediately think of sex, because that's what we're associated with, because it's a wrong thing that happens. Mm. So for people to not only have a prejudice because of, you know, we're in a same-sex relationship, but also to sexualize us for no other reason than because they've been taught that it's wrong. And in 2017, we're not only having a postal vote, or not even, it's a survey, but we're also still getting, I'm so angry and I'm so upset that still happened.
Oh, it's terrible. It is garbage. What was your initial thoughts straight afterwards? You just shaken? What did Reed think?
We were both quite shocked. As it was happening, Reed was asking, you know, has this happened to you before? But we weren't, you know, we were okay. We were shocked, I'd say. We were shocked. I was really hyped up, and it did have me on high alert for the rest of the day, I will say, when we were in that city area anyway. I think
these acts are the ones that need to draw out those allies, the ones in the middle, you know, get out there, be active, be supportive, call, you know, shit acts like that out, you know, call it out.
Yeah.
That's what we need.
And it's hard, you know, in a day and age where, you know, people, you know, you never know what someone's thinking. So I get, I understand that, you know, people are more reluctant to intervene.
Yeah.
But I think it starts at a much earlier stage, and it's just education. Like, you know, those women spitting at you and the guy, like, you know, if they've been brought up with, you know, being around gay people and just seeing people humanized and just meeting the person, I think it would be a very different society and a different world. And I'm so upset that happened to you. We may have to hold hands again.
We're so serious on chatting these days.
Hold
Dave's hand, Harry. Come on.
joy.org.au. I want to talk about thieving housemates. Obviously, we didn't get onto Crispy early on about it, but, you know... You know the times when housemates seem to really just take advantage of whatever's... Is a housemate knows what's not theirs.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, that is true.
Don't take advantage of the stuff. Like, I don't mind sharing and whatever else. That's fine. However, I had some moisturiser. Now, I don't know where this story may go, but you might have a bit of imagination.
Oh,
but I had some moisturiser, which I used...
Next to the bed?
No, it was in the bathroom. I used for legs, arms, face, whatever else. Anyway,
I understand, because I've got a very
You've got very dry elbow.
So I mean, I give it a bit of limit of an evening.
You know, it's tough being a gay man. You got to keep.
Do your elbows flare up with the seasonal eczema, or is that just a separate thing on its own?
You have been in the war this morning.
Elbows get ravaged by the seasonal eczema. I will think. In fact, I didn't even know there's something wrong with elbows because you can't see them until someday when someone said, "Whoa, what's wrong with your elbows?"
Well, my ex girlfriend once got so offended because her mum said her elbows were scabby farmer's elbows, and she got so offended that she cried, and they had to have like this big conversation about how they talked to each other.
They were intense, that family.
Yeah, they were.
Were the elbows gross?
No.
Was she a farmer?
No.
Okay. Anyway, let's get back to the moisturiser. Yeah.
So Dave likes to moisturise his legs first.
Yeah, whatever first, I don't know. But anyway, I've got two housemates, one male, one female. However, the male one. So I was looking around for the moisturiser. I thought, okay, where is it? And I thought, I'll just quickly pop my head into his room and just see, you know, if he's been using it or whatever else. And I spot, well, I'm looking for the moisturiser. It's expensive moisturiser as well.
Really?
Yeah. It's expensive too. So I looked around and saw the moisturiser sitting next to his bed. I'm not going to join the dots here. And I don't want to make assumptions, but I don't know what he's using the moisturiser
for. Well, his legs, obviously.
However, if that's what he's using the moisturiser for, just keep it. Okay? You can just have the moisturiser.
You can find more Joycast and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.